We are rocking.
Then we're rolling.
Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
And here we are with the Jabbercast.
It's copyright 2006.
Yeah. Well, that's when it started.
That was a good year. No.
I don't think I have those that music anymore to use the same intro. Well,
we don't want the same intro.
Oh, we don't?
That's 4 years old.
Well, yeah, but it's a great intro.
I know a guy who does a podcast, a very popular podcast, changes his music every year.
Does he?
Once a year. And he does something else, like he changes things up, introduces something new into the show that kind of breaks it up. And puts
we do that occasionally.
Yeah. And then when he does that, he puts new music in.
Mm-hmm.
That's my buddy Mac OS Ken.
I'll work on that.
Yeah, you will. In your spare time. And since you don't have any spare time, well, we know where that's going.
This is our fourth year celebration then. I wonder when we started. End of the year?
End of 2006? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I don't know, yeah. For some reason, October rings a bell.
Well, we started the Easy Mac podcast in October of 2005.
Okay. Jabbercast came later.
Then the Jabbercast took over as the weekly podcast in 2006. Easy Mac got tossed to the curb. And I think, I don't know, it's hard to say, but there was a need for that Easy Mac podcast once a week show in there. I think it would have, could have done something else, I think. Because we had a pretty good listenership on the Easy Mac podcast back in the day.
I think we still do. I don't think subscription numbers tell you anything. I don't think that people, I still don't think that enough people subscribe to podcasts as do listen in a web browser or at iTunes.
Right.
I think it's the page hits that make the, that really determine, I think. For people listening.
Not necessarily page hits, but actually downloading the MP3 file.
Or downloading the MP3 file, yeah.
Yeah.
That's more specific.
It's funny, now that I got my phone and I haven't been working these last 2 weeks, it's amazing how many podcasts I subscribe to that I want to listen to, but I just end up downloading it on my phone and listening to it on the go.
Right.
Like, so when I go back to my podcast catching thing, I'm full of unlistened to shows. Mm-hmm. But I've still caught them all, though, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So there is something to that. People just don't want to be tied to their laptop to do all their podcast listening.
Yeah, it's still whatever's fastest. If I can listen to it in a browser, go to the web page, HTML page, listen to your show, I don't have to subscribe. I don't have to have a username and password for iTunes. I don't have to do anything.
Right. And subscribing, that costs money, doesn't it?
Well, no, it's free.
Oh, really? I thought I was scamming because I was downloading this thing for free off the
web. No. I wish our podcast costed money and we reaped some of those benefits.
Where did you go to school again?
I told you, I haven't gone to school for 30 years. And that, look what it costed me.
Costed.
I can't talk.
I got accosted last night by this chick.
Well, I wish I did. Speaking of last night.
It was Big JD's birthday.
25. Turned 25.
Plus
I can drink now.
21.
And I got this new shirt. Lana had this shirt custom made, actually.
Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah. It's a British TV show, and it's like the best. It's like the next best thing to Sanford and Son.
Oh, it's that kind of show?
It's that good.
Is it retro show?
It's from the 80s or whatever.
Okay, it's not going on right now.
No, it's not going on anymore. And it on the back, it says, this time next year.
Okay.
And it's a saying from the show, this time next year, Rodney will be millionaires. Him and his brother, they're always scamming. They sell stuff on the streets and that.
Okay.
And it just goes on forever that this time next year.
This time next year.
We'll be millionaires.
You just wait and see. Okay, that's cool. Very nice.
I won't tell everybody what happens in the end of the season, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
Only fools. I dig it. Only fools do something stupid, and then it has N horses. And that's a pretty cool name.
It's for actually only fools. It's from a saying: "Only fools and horses. Only fools and horses work."
Oh, I see.
Fools work. Horses work.
Cool.
And that's what it's all based on. And it's they have that really strong. What's that British accent? Cockney, is it?
Cockney is one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, a really strong British accent that is. At first, when I first started watching the show, I was like, I can't even understand them.
But then you get used to it.
Yeah, you get used to it. Right. It's really good. And the grandfather on there is just incredible. But he died like sometime through the second season. And then they replaced him with their Uncle Albert, who came and just never left the house.
Took the place of the grandfather.
So took the place of the grandfather, yeah. The grandfather's brother or whatever. So it's pretty funny. If you get a chance to check that out or watch, I even check them out on YouTube. Only Fools and Horses.
Cool.
Very funny.
I wanted to ask you a question about the Cockney thing. I think the Cockney area of England is like a working class place, whereas opposed to the London accent you hear, or even the Liverpudlian accent.
I got another shirt coming too. I didn't want anything. She ordered me a couple shirts that were really cool. It's a guy that makes custom music shirts, like brand Gibson, Fender. Oh, cool. You know, what's that thing you use of Paul Reed Smith?
What's that thing you use?
Yeah. All kinds of stuff, like whatever, Marshall and all that stuff. And so I'm waiting on that. Looks pretty cool, too. She showed it to me already.
Nice. And when she says, or does she say that, don't buy me anything for my birthday? Does she say that to you?
Yeah.
And then you don't buy her anything?
Absolutely.
I got you exactly what she wanted, honey.
Yeah. I take orders well.
Yes, I can see that happening in the Oppen. Or the D house.
And I was surprised. She even had a cake. And I told her, I'm going backwards now. Cake said 44 on it.
Did it?
Yeah.
Going backwards after 45?
And 45. I actually had a piece of cake last night.
Well, yeah.
I was ill after.
You didn't feel good
still
after?
Still ill.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's poison in your body.
Yeah. It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah, but it was good.
Oh, it tasted good.
Yeah.
But you felt
chocolate
like
on chocolate. Like how, you can't get much better.
No, you can't get much better than that. So you, well, just stick your candles in something else, something good for you.
Oh, yeah. Could have got like a Hostess Ding Dong or something like that, and I'll probably go home and eat more cake now. It was a small cake, though, which is good.
Hostess Ding Dong.
Yeah, anything with a
King Don is what you're talking about?
Yeah. It's, see?
Yeah.
Look what this has all costed me.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the Jabbercast newsroom. You want to shut the door in the newsroom there?
Thank you. Oh, I wish I had a door sound. I would have. There
something.
We go.
We got the squeaks down. Whoa.
Got the squeaks down? No, we got them up. Turn those squeaks up. And the door slam. Turn that up, too.
The door slam.
What do you got for news, Big JD?
What do I have for news? I do have some news. And you know what's really funny is that I guess I left it in the browser. It's... Hey. Oh, I thought my news page changed. You know what? I think my news page did change. I had a news page up. Oh, no. Okay. I have to scroll down. Wesley Snipes. His attorney wants to question jurors. You know, he's in all kinds of trouble for tax evasion.
Yes.
I don't understand that when somebody's like got an incredible amount of money and they just don't pay their taxes. Like, why don't you just pay your taxes?
Well,
okay, so I'm going to have like $5 million instead of $6 million if I pay my taxes or whatever.
Right.
How does that happen?
You know how it happens? These guys, somebody like Wesley Snipes, who got really famous after he did a couple decent movies, and then he starts to think that I'm untouchable.
Right.
I'm Wesley Snipes. Look at me. And someone probably told him about the fact there is no law in the books or in the Constitution in the United States that tell you have to pay income tax.
Right.
There's no law there. every citizen shall pay. Nothing like that. There's nothing right. that exists. Congress did not pass a law that said you had to pay income tax. It's a system that has been integrated into the United States that helps pay for the country to run, but there's no law that says it actually has to take place. But people still get, you know, arrested and thrown in jail and mm-hmm. whatever. So he's probably in that mind, you know.
Well, you'd think he'd be a little bit brighter than that.
Not really.
I mean, you got to pay taxes. Even if there's no law, you got to pay taxes or something's going to happen.
Something's going
to be a repercussion.
Right.
And my buddy's like that. He lives in BC and he does this thing where, you know, to try and get away with, but based on the fact that there's really no laws for certain things, like you can drive without a license. And not always necessarily laws, but that you can claim that these laws don't apply to you for whatever reason. I don't know if you've ever looked into this stuff. There's some...
Not in BC, no.
It's a huge thing. And they have seminars and everything on this so that you can get away, do whatever you want. You can walk down the street and drink a bottle. You can drive without a license. You can drive without insurance. You can do anything because the law doesn't apply to you.
Okay.
Somehow.
No, I've never heard of that. No.
Yeah.
There's
a lot more to it. And I remember looking into it before. And
because you wanted to move out there if that was the case.
I don't know if I ever did an interview on it. I think I would know more now if I had done an interview on it. And I was looking into that, I think. And somebody had written a book. There's seminars on it and stuff. And he's gone to some of them. And he pulls some of this crap. And the police can't seem to do anything to anybody that does these things or states these particular things. Not everybody knows about it.
Really. Obviously.
They try and enlighten people about it. But anyway, Zsa Zsa Gabor in critical condition.
In BC?
Not in BC, but having hip replacement, I guess. And she had a stroke or something. I don't know. I heard something about it on the radio this morning, and I see it here in some headlines, and I'd actually have to click on it to get further into the story, which I'm not going to do.
It's Zsa Zsa Gabor now. Zsa Zsa...
Not to be confused with?
Ava.
Gigi. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ava Ava was the movie star. Like she was in movies. Where Zsa Zsa she's best known for Green Acres, is she not?
Yeah, yeah.
Or do I have that backwards?
No, I'm pretty sure it's Zsa Zsa that was in Green Acres. Okay. I mean, it sure looks like the Green Acres lady. What was the other one? Zsa Zsa and Gigi?
Ava. And Ava. No, there was another sister, you're right. And it was a Zing Zing kind of name, I think.
And where were they from? Scandinavia or something?
Darling, they were from...
Darling.
Yeah, Northern Europe somewhere. Some Bavarian type, you know.
Al Jarreau, the jazz dude, he's hospitalized in France.
Well, these people are old, man.
Yeah, they're getting up there, aren't they?
I think so. And what's his deal?
Breathing problems, I guess.
Oh, breathing problems. Well,
it says they're suffering breathing problems in the Alps. Well, a lot of people suffer breathing problems in the Alps, depending on how high up you are, I guess, and what kind of shape you're in.
Right, and he's blown a horn, right? Al Jarreau blows horn, or does he just sing?
I think he's blown along now. Yeah, he's a singer, I guess. Okay. I don't think he blows a horn or anything like that.
But he was a jazz dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Al Jarreau.
You could always hear him on Smooth Jazz. B98.7.
The other sister of the Gabor sisters is Magda.
Magda?
Yeah.
That's kind of wacky.
And they're born in Hungary.
I was born hungry, I think. I'm starving all the time.
No. And she's the only one living.
Oh, Zsa Zsa is?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know.
And she's the middle sister.
Oh, okay.
Born 19...
Poor her.
17.
She was born in 1917? She's like 93 years old or something?
Zsa Zsa was, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So she's doing good for herself.
I knew that quickly because my grandmother was born in 1920. We just celebrated her 90th birthday.
Okay.
She's 90. Wow.
You did the math really quick there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why. It was by association.
Ding, ding. And darn, you're
the
quick.
The Lohans are never out of the news.
The Lohans?
Yeah. Lohan. Lindsay Lohan. How would you say that?
Low hand rider. I don't know. I would say it the same way you do.
Actress Lindsay Lohan's father faces a harassment charge in New York after his fiance says he kicked and threatened to kill her. Sounds like a Mel Gibson type of thing.
Oh, there's a
deal. What's up with that dude, man?
With
he's like lost Mel? It. Yeah, pretty much. He's gonzo.
Yeah. I don't understand it. It's like he got locked away or did something by himself for a really long time, was secluded away from civilization for too long or something. With his family, I'm not sure what happened there, but he got some ideas in his head that turned him into a kook.
Yeah.
As far as we know, he could have been kookier before and we don't even know it.
I suppose, yeah. Just started rearing its ugly head.
He doesn't have an ugly head. He's a pretty good looking guy.
He's not a bad looking guy, sure. You know, I didn't mean it that way.
But what was the deal?
He, sexy man just like the next woman.
He got upset with somebody. I'm not sure the whole story. Is his girlfriend? Is his fiance? Who is this chick that he...
It was his wife, wasn't it?
Berated.
His wife?
Was it?
Yeah, I think so. Punched her in the mouth.
Oh, I thought he was already gone away from his wife. Like he was done with her, and this is another chick.
I got to remember somehow to get the Runaways movie.
Just go to iTunes and download it, and you'll be $5.
Is that how that happened?
$5 less in your pocket.
Is that how that happened?
No. That's not how that happened in my case. I went to the movie gallery store in Bell River, Ontario, and rented it.
Did you?
Yeah. I actually have the hard disk copy.
Nice.
Yes, it is nice. That's who's in that movie? Dakota, is that her name? Fanning?
Yeah. Fanning Dakota, yeah.
No, the other way around.
Dakota Fanning.
Yeah. And then I'm not sure the chick who played Joan Jett, though, who that is.
I'm not sure. That okay. girl is, she's a pretty good young actress.
Not bad.
She's, yeah, I don't know what she's going to turn into, but I mean, as a kid, she was really good.
Yes.
She's older now.
Yes, she is.
Different yet the same, sort of. She looks still like sort of like she didn't, but she's, yeah. I don't know, maturing, but we'll see where her career takes her, I guess, right?
It's hard for me to look at her in the movie and not think of her as a little girl.
Right, yeah.
But anyway, you wanted to talk about shrinking consumer download limits from Rogers?
Oh, okay.
Did you know?
Well, you can mention that for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Netflix.
And why, yeah.
Yeah, Netflix is a movie rental company, since we're just talking about movies. And they do two things. They either will send you a DVD and you send them back. So you pay whatever per month. I think it's $15 a month. And it's just, I think that gives you an unlimited amount of movies. And mm-hmm. you can only have so many movies at once at your house.
Right.
And they'll send you a new movie back as soon as you tell them that you've sent a movie to them.
Terry does that.
So you're never without a movie.
Did you have a Netflix? Did you do that with Netflix ever or no?
No, Netflix has not even started in Canada yet. Zip.ca is the only one in Canada that does that service now.
Oh, man, that's what I'm thinking of. He has an account with Zip.ca.
Yeah. And the thing with Zip is they don't have movies available on the day they were released.
Right.
So you can put your name in to get the let's say, The Runaways, which just came out this week.
Sure.
I'm not going to be able to watch that for 6 weeks. With Netflix, they have them all and they send them to you right when you want them. Plus, you can stream the movies on your computer, which is what most people are doing. And there's Netflix apps for your iPhone and your BlackBerry, so you can watch your movies on your portable device as well.
Is iTunes the same way? You can get it on your iPhone and watch it anywhere, like on the go somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. iTunes, I mean.
Yeah, iTunes.
That's what I said, yeah.
Yeah, go to the iTunes store and you want to go watch a movie on your phone.
Right, I've watched it on my Apple TV, but I've never done it on my iPhone, so.
Apple TV is supposed to be a new one of those coming out too. But anyway, so with this new Netflix streaming thing that's going to be coming to Canada, people are going to be supposedly downloading more content.
Right, of course.
But do you see that? I think there's so much illegal torrent downloading right now that's blocking up the tubes of the Canadian internet, which Roger owns a big chunk of.
Well, depending on how some people may pirate all these downloaded movies and some that they may have not have had access to, then that means maybe more movies to be pirated as well, more movies on BitTorrent and LimeWire and wherever, and then in turn, more bandwidth again. I don't know.
I don't see that happening myself. I think what's out there
it's just a reason for them, I think, maybe to do that too.
So what Roger said is we're going to charge more money.
Yeah.
What they actually are doing are shrinking the limits. So you're paying your $50 a month for your internet, and that used to give you right? 60 gigabytes. Well, now your $25 is only going to get you 40, kind of thing.
You guys get cable internet out here yet?
No cable here, period.
Okay.
It's just satellite is what I use for my TV.
Mm-hmm.
And DSL for my internet, most of the time. It's interesting that we had no electricity here for a little while. We have been having some storms raging around. But it didn't really matter because I just tethered my phone to my laptop.
Right.
And I do that often, sometimes even when if I open up iTunes on my laptop, and all of a sudden it'll want to download all my podcasts, which are video podcasts, like they're 100 megabytes of stuff.
Right, so you do that. So
it's clogging on my internet. So instead of waiting for pages to load, I'll just use my phone to do my interneting.
Fantastic idea.
Hello, Big JD's grandmother.
How's Grandma doing?
Grandma. She's good. She's always good.
Same old thing.
She'll be
that's
older
good.
Than me. Currently at 93.
That's awesome.
Let's see. What do we got in the show today? Line up for people?
Well, today's topic is...
Living green.
Living green. Which a lot of people are trying
and frogs.
And frogs. Well, they do live green for the most part, except those blue frogs.
It's not that easy being green.
It's Kermit.
Really?
And green is all there is to be.
Are you going to tell the younger viewers who Kermit is?
Kermit was on Sesame Street. The frog. Yes. Is that must be still on.
Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Assume it is, yeah.
I would think so.
I don't have any children, so I don't know, but I assume it's still...
Sesame Street stands the test of time. So we're talking about living green today on the show, and that encompasses a lot of different things. The Green Energy Act, wind power, solar power, organically grown food.
Wow, really?
Waste, garbage.
Yes.
Both waste and garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can have two separate meanings.
They're two different things, absolutely.
Sure.
Garbage, to me, is stuff that we can't do anything with.
Right. Or things that you throw in, and waste could be...
Well, waste is stuff in our compost, stuff in our recycle boxes. And
or waste from animals. Animal waste.
Wow, I never even thought of that.
Useful for a lot of different things. Making jewelry.
Making jewelry.
That's a rabbit dung bracelet I've got on today. You like that?
Do you have anything in human dung?
I can make you something right away. Wind power is the conversion of wind energy into a useful form of energy, such as using wind turbines to make electricity, windmills for mechanical power, wind pumps for pumping water or drainage, or sails to propel ships. But something that's becoming a big topic of discussion now is the wind turbines.
You can see one outside our house right now.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, they're starting to build them.
Wow.
Right down the road, literally. There's about six of them going up right over here. They're in the middle of building them right now.
That's incredible. Yeah. For hydro.
For electrical power, yes.
Yeah. That's just amazing. And
can you call it hydro and still? Because I think the word hydro came from the word from Niagara Falls thing. You know.
I don't know. How about that Ontario Green Energy Act?
The Ontario Green Energy Act?
Yeah, I'm going to read the whole thing for you.
Please don't do that. But I'm thinking that there has to be some kind of incentive for all these companies to come out here and put turbines in such a great amount around here, because there's a ton of them in Essex County.
Well, because of the whole government thing now to invest in, you know.
That's something I think these companies have.
And creating jobs and sustainable energy. That we need. At some point, we're going to need that.
Sustainable energy, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the amount of turbines that they put in the county, at least, is enough to make electricity for the people who live here. Is that realistically... it seems like something that is that big, that towering up in the sky, and there's that many of them, it should do something to make enough electricity for
That they make... You know, I mean, when you think of something like Niagara Falls, it's huge and so powerful. And these are just little things spinning, not little, not but little. I mean, they're not little, but I mean, just one little thing and spinning. And I don't think they can produce, you know,
what about nuclear energy? And I'm just, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about the footprint that a nuclear plant takes. You know, you see how big it is. And,
sure.
And then you see how the footprint of all these turbines. And it seems almost equal here in Essex County. And I know a nuclear plant can supply a good portion of the province with a lot of electricity.
Yeah, but that's still something much more, it seems like bigger and more complicated and more to it, where these things are just, it's a post with a thing spinning on the top.
Well, there's a little more to it than that, but yes.
There is, but it seems so simple, and thus I think it produces a simpler energy, maybe. I don't know, you know?
Because I know solar not is a big, that way, powerful, too. Yeah. Solar does take a lot of space, but yeah, it doesn't make a lot of electricity.
And that's why, you know, we use solar power for things, and sometimes a hybrid-type things, but not so much on its own.
Right.
Just something that's just solely solar-powered.
Solely solar.
And speaking of solar power,
yes,
and around here, thanks to the Green Energy Act, Ontario is rapidly becoming a leading solar energy producer in North America. Our first fully operational large-scale solar installation in Stone Mills, Ontario, began to produce clean power last fall, and two more sites are now slated for construction.
And this is all due to the Ontario Green Energy Act.
Ontario Green Energy Act.
Well, that's cool that we're sort of on the forefront of Canadian green, moving towards a green way of powering our homes and stuff like that.
And what about like computer screens and or television screen, flat panel and LCD screens and plasma monitors with a changeover to digital signals? And now so many of those kind of screens, they have some bad things come with that are not the same as the CRT monitors.
Such
and
as?
They say that you should still continue to use your old monitors if you can, if you're conscious of, you know. Both use more energy than the old CRTs, and both are made with nitrogen trifluoride, a chemical that lingers in the air for up to 550 years, and...
What?
Yeah.
I hate those numbers. Were they around 550 years ago and said, okay, let's see how long this stuff lasts for?
That's what they say. Some climate scientists say it has a bigger impact on global warming than the world's largest coal-fired power plants. So.
Supposedly new coal plants are relatively clean.
I would hope so.
Not much stuff gets out into the air, though, is what they're saying. Because I know they're building new ones in Ohio. They're building new coal plants in Ohio to supply electricity for all the people who live in Ohio, which I'm assuming we get some of that electricity because we all share our, we're all on the same grid, as it were, the Great Lakes grid. We all kind of, all the energy is managed around the Great Lakes. That's the grid we live in. So, yeah, coal, that's not very green, is it?
It certainly would be great if we can harness all our energy from something like wind, because it's just always there, or energy from something else.
The thing with you were just talking about the TVs. Mm-hmm. What I notice about my TV is it's warm over there. Like, you know, it gives off a lot of heat.
Sure.
As opposed to like a regular.
Somebody just mentioned that to me, I think yesterday, that they just got a 40-inch. I don't know if it was plasma or LCD TV, and we're talking about how hot it gets.
Yeah, it gets pretty warm. I just brought my TV in for service. It was under warranty.
Fixed it all up?
Fixed it all up, yeah.
Did you find out what it was?
No idea.
That's what I like to know.
Just a part that it would keep turning on. That was the thing. You go turn it on, and I showed you that. So, so when I'm over there, just, you know, I'm plugging stuff and, you know, trying to get the TV ready to take to the place. And it was just on. I'm sweating back there because it's so hot behind the TV.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. So in the wintertime, a good source of heat is your TV.
Yeah. So you can all huddle around it. And that's what, that's probably subconsciously why more people are inside and watch TV in the wintertime. And
it's nice and cozy.
Yeah, it is cozy. You don't need a fireplace.
You're listening to another interview with Big JD. For more interviews with Big JD, check out youtalkingtome.ca or simply visit bigjd.com.
John Shigarian is the chairman and CEO of Electronic Recyclers International. ERI is an electronic waste collector and recycler specializing in the environmentally safe and socially responsible dismantling of electronic items such as computers, televisions, and monitors. ERI is recognized as the number one electronic waste recycler in the state of California and one of the largest in North America. Also, John and ERI are behind My Recycle List, one of the top iPhone apps in the iTunes store.
All right, John, welcome to the Jabbercast.
Hey, Big JD, happy to be here today.
Awesome. So first, let's talk a little bit about ERI, Electronic Recyclers International, currently 7 locations throughout the U.S. What exactly does the company do?
We recycle electronics. We're the largest electronic waste recycling company in the United States, and e-waste is the fastest growing solid waste stream in the world, so we are just one good solution for the e-waste crisis that exists.
I want to talk a little bit about electronics specifically. They're not placed in landfills or shouldn't be placed in landfills. What happens with these things? What do you do with that stuff?
Yeah, well, the electronic waste crisis is born out of the technological revolution. It was just an unintended consequence. So the bottom line is you need good solutions like ERI to recycle the stuff. And basically, we break it down and shred it into plastic and into metals. And then we also crush the glass in a sealed environment. And then we sell all those commodities. So literally, your televisions and computers and your electronics come into our facilities. We commoditize them into plastics, glass, and metals. All that gets sold. None of it goes to a landfill. Jobs are created. Everyone wins. The community, the environment, and the smelters around the world.
And that's incredible for sustainability.
Right.
In many different areas.
Oh, yeah. Plus, when you recycle glass and metals and electronics, it's a new form of urban mining. And that form of urban mining, then, you save a massive amount of energy. So, for instance, with aluminum, when you recycle aluminum from our electronics or any form of aluminum, as opposed to making it from virgin ore, you're saving 95% of the energy costs. So there's a huge opportunity also in energy savings when you're urban mining, keeping all these products above ground, and then commoditizing them and getting some smelters around the world. There's a great energy savings, and again, that also helps the world become a better place, and you don't deplete the resources below the ground mining for new virgin ore when you got it, you know, with our old electronics.
Excellent. Now, where can people check out the website for ERI?
www.electronicrecyclers.com. www.electronicrecyclers.com.
Okay, and something that's new now that just came about is a new partnership with Got Junk, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Yeah, we have a website that we've created. We say at ERI we not only have the best offline technology because we have the largest electronic waste shredding system in the world, and we're building more of those across the United States and in different parts of the world, but we also have the best online technology. We own the phone number 1-800-RECYCLING and the URL 1-800-RECYCLING.com, and we've just announced our partnership today, Big JD, with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, which is a wonderful and massively successful Canadian-based company, and now 1-800-GOT-JUNK is going to be able to offer its services through the 1-800-RECYCLING.com platform.
The fact that you've made it very easy for anyone to obtain recycling information is your iPhone app, which I understand,
yes,
by the way, is one of the most sought-after apps at the iTunes store. Tell us about My Recycle List.
Yeah, My Recycle List is available on the iTunes and the Apple platform. In 22 days in June, once we launched it, it became the number one recycling app in the Apple platform.
Wow.
And we're real proud of that because you have to deliver information in a way that people want it. And people are recycling more. Right now, approximately in America, 53% of the stuff goes to a landfill that we throw away, and 32% of it or 33% of it gets recycled. Over the next 10 years, the goal, and the EPA has stated this, and the big waste companies have stated this, the goal is to reverse that, get the recycling trends above 50% and the landfill trends in the low 30s.
Excellent. So that's 1-800-RECYCLING.com. We urge everybody to get the app from iTunes, My Recycle List. It's something that obviously makes a lot of sense for everyone. We really appreciate you taking the time out to be here on the Jabbercast, John.
Hey, Big JD, it's an honor and privilege to be here, and people just have to realize green is good and we can recycle more.
Great stuff. Thanks.
You've just listened to another interview with Big JD. For more interviews with Big JD, check out youtalkingtome.ca or simply visit bigjd.com.
How about Greenpeace? You must be familiar with Greenpeace.
Greenpeace has been around for a really long time.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to say the 50s or the 60s.
Yeah, I wish I knew how long, but...
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know how.
You haven't been to the Greenpeace wiki page yet?
No.
Okay.
I do know something about Greenpeace, though, and right off the top of my head, it's a global environmental organization consisting of Greenpeace International, Stitch and Greenpeace Council in Amsterdam, 28 national and regional offices around the world. off the top of my head.
Oh, it's off the top of your head. I thought you were giving me the... I thought Greenpeace...
In 40 different countries.
Okay.
Pretty widespread.
That's pretty widespread. And I think in the 70s is when they first started doing more militant-type acts against large corporations that brought them to the forefront, as it were, in the news. And now they're doing stuff like, stopping the whaling in Japan. And
why are they all crying? What are they all crying about now?
Who's crying? Greenpeace?
Well, you said the Japanese are all whaling.
Whaling? No, they kill whales in Japan.
And what they do is carry out jointly agreed global campaign strategies within the local contents they operate within.
Mm-hmm. And they also have standards that some companies try to go by as far as building stuff like TVs and computers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they want, I know Apple's on the forefront of building their devices without, bad stuff for you. BPM, that's all I know is all these three-letter acronyms.
Everybody's hooked up with this Energy Star thing, whatever that is, too.
That's a scam.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The companies who are able to put the Energy Star thing on their equipment get a kickback from the government.
Nice. Good for them.
So good for them.
I like that idea. How do we get a kickback?
1971.
I'll tell you one thing. You'll never get a kickback if you're kicking back. So.
Okay.
It's all about moving forward.
Well, Greenpeace was founded in 1971 in Vancouver, British Columbia.
71, wow.
In Vancouver.
Good year.
In the country we live in. But now the headquarters is in Amsterdam. Interesting. Never knew that.
Why to Amsterdam, I wonder? But you don't have that in your notes.
Why did it go to Amsterdam?
Why to Amsterdam and not like the United States or stay in Canada? Why to Amsterdam? Because green is associated with marijuana and you can smoke all you want in Amsterdam. Is that why?
No.
Is that what it says there?
No.
Okay.
I don't think Greenpeace advocates the green smoking of marijuana.
Green peace pipe. That's where it came from.
Green peace pipe. That's when you smoke green in your pipe.
Yeah, if you're an Indian.
Right.
American, do you think Indians smoke marijuana? Indian. They must smoke something in that pipe. I doubt it was tobacco.
No, it wasn't tobacco. We introduced tobacco from
there Europe. You go. Then it was pot.
It was something. Indians. Something good.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if it may have been pot. I don't know if pot
I wonder
was...
if that's been passed down through generations in this. Somebody's still smoking that today. The real deal, whatever it is. Probably cannabis.
I don't know.
What else can you smoke?
Well,
there isn't anything else.
Yeah, there is. There's what's that stuff called? The spongy stuff they got. They smoke in India.
I don't know. I don't know much about smoking.
Obviously.
Smoking.
But anyway, back to greenness. Living green.
Yeah.
What's that?
No, what? Go on. You have...
I was just looking up the
Greenpeace
stuff.
I was going to talk about organic food.
Organic
because that's
food.
A big part of green living.
That takes it to a different place altogether.
Sure.
How organic? You could still live well by eating organic foods as opposed to poison foods and all the other crap we eat, but yet live totally horribly as far as being green, you know, not recycle any of your stuff and don't compost and get your...
Absolutely. But I think more so than the person eating green, it's... the other part of organic food, and that's the growing and not using chemicals and not, you know what I mean?
Oh,
that part of it is what kind of comes to mind for me more so than just somebody that's eating organic food.
Mm-hmm.
in being, you know, living green. It's right. more about, you know, it's production, I guess.
Okay.
And they're made in a way that limits use of synthetic materials during production, simply.
Right.
No pesticides, synthetic chemicals, whatever else they would use, insecticides.
Sure.
Herbicides.
Yep.
And besides.
Poisons, basically. We talked about the farming of fish out in the ocean, didn't we? About how what they feed these, like they cordon off. And,
yeah.
And there was that one guy on TED who showed some kind of reserve somewhere where they farmed fish, but it was all natural. And it was an amazing ecosystem of all these animals that lived in this. It meant to be start as a fishing a place for farming fish, but it turned into something altogether different.
There's a new species of fish out in the southern east coast there now, Gulf area.
What's it called?
The oil fish.
Oil fish. Nice. And what do? You blend that up and throw it in your gas tank?
Yes.
Or do you put it in your lamp?
So you already knew about it. You hear it here first on the Jabbercast.
In your lantern.
You burn it. You don't even need a lantern. Well, you just let it on fire.
That's why they killed whales. A big part of it was for oil to light your lanterns.
Sure. And that wasn't that in the oil was in their fat?
Yes.
Yes. That's what I think. Anyway, I'm not 100% sure.
I think you're right.
We can talk a little bit about green waste. That's biodegradable waste. That could be composed of garden or park waste, such as grass, flowers, cuttings, hedge trimmings, and so forth.
Right. And a lot of municipalities pick that stuff up separately on a given day and put it somewhere and do something with it, probably for a composting place. I know you can go somewhere in Windsor and buy compost at a certain time for relatively inexpensive amount of money. And it's stuff that makes your garden grow, compost. It's good stuff.
Now, how about this? The differentiation, green identifies it as high in nitrogen as opposed to brown waste, which is primarily carbonaceous.
Carbonaceous.
Yeah, is that where the, what is it that comes into play there that gets put into the air and stuff? I want to say like
chemtrails.
Carbon monoxide or what is it? Methane.
Oh, methane gas, yeah.
Yeah. Does that come out of any of this crap?
Crap, literally.
Okay.
I believe methane does come directly from crap.
That's
yes.
it.
And also when cows burp too, isn't it?
Really?
Burping cows, yeah.
Wow, you can light that on fire?
I don't know if it's that dense that you can light it on fire.
The new Gene Simmons cow.
But they say that's cows farting and burping is a big part of the problem.
Big concern.
Big concern with the people who are saying that there's a climate change.
Yeah, and speaking of climate, too, global warming. Increasing the average temperature of Earth's near surface air and ocean since the mid-20th centuries. It's projected that this is still continuing, according to a 2007 fourth assessment report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC. Global surface temperature increased 0.74 plus minus 0.18. What is the plus minus? Like plus or minus?
That's what has to be what it's on either side. So you double the number, and then that's your variable.
So that's their increase during the 20th century. So, which I don't disagree that there may be some change in, you know, I mean, look at things that went on in the past. I mean, there was an ice age.
Yes.
And things get hot, things get cold. We don't know the stretch over millions of years, really.
What
we find that out slowly.
Yes. But do we have any part to play in that is the question.
As far as us having a part to play in that, I'm sure we do to some degree. But I don't know about the global... I don't know. It depends on what exactly it's from.
And exactly.
Do we really know that it comes from deterioration of ozone or whatever their you know, reasons that these things happen.
Yeah. The increase in nitrogen in the air.
Are some of those things normal or not, maybe? Does the ozone layer change? Do some of those things change over time and then come back again? Like, we don't really know
Right.
What kind of changes happen, around the Earth's surface and above us, and maybe in the not so distant space.
Right. You would have to think that something like an ice age coming along would have to affect the area around
everything
it.
Affects each other, and not to say that we're not affecting things, I guess, you know what I mean? I think we affect ourselves more than anything else, or infect,
ooh,
you could say. So
that's not good, is it?
We are going to move on to Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, and then we'll come back and give you some tips on living green.
Fix for some cool music? Check out Mike LaFont's Border City Radio podcast. Visit www.bordercityradio.com or search Border City Radio at the iTunes Store.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Set us up.
This is from the Ladies of the Canyon CD. This is an old classic by Joni Mitchell, which she was huge in the late 60s, early 70s. And this one's called Big Yellow Taxi. Hey, that's Joni Mitchell from the Ladies of the Canyon CD. She was a very prophetic in her song there.
Pathetic.
She wasn't pathetic. No. She was. She's still very good. She got into jazz there for a while. Mm-hmm. And
they all do eventually.
And why is that?
I don't know. Look at Blondie.
Blondie sings jazz now, yeah.
She was a jazz chick after, too, yeah. I think I have one of her jazz CDs.
Wow.
Hard copy. Yeah, so anyway, we're talking about living green, and maybe we can give listeners a few tips on living green, how to live go green, save green.
Now, save green. Now, you say you got an interview you want to stick in the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do that at some point. And by now in the show, those may have already happen. We're actually pre-taping the show for Sunday morning, and I'll just introduce the interviews, and they'll just be popped in here somewhere, and that'll make things easier, I think.
Okay.
Then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what's what. And in, just in case, that slight chance that they don't happen, then, you know.
This is an edit.
Then, yeah. No, I'll leave everything in.
Everything stays, except last
except where
show.
They were stopped. And,
right. I was going to say, I think the last show I accidentally swore. Did you take that out after?
I don't think I took it out because you so low that.
Oh, okay.
I think I just left it in.
Alrighty.
For sure. Let's see. Save energy.
Save green.
That's right.
Part of the Ontario Energy Act, I believe, is the rebates thing. So if you make your house more energy efficient, you can get some cash back.
That's cool.
So you get these guys knocking on your door. You probably don't have that because you live in a condo. But
right.
As the time goes on, it seems like everybody I talk to, someone's coming to their house and doing one of these energy audits.
Yeah, they want to do an assessment or an audit or something and tell you what's wrong. Everywhere.
Tell you what's wrong, right. And they tell you, okay, it ain't going to cost you anything, or you might get some money back if you change your air conditioning and you change your windows and put some insulation in your house. And
I think that's fantastic if you can get it all done without paying for it or get money back.
Right. Do you think the taxpayer is getting ripped off in that at all?
The taxpayer?
Yeah, it's a government program where they're paying.
Do you think we're probably paying for it anyway.
Right.
But I mean, if you are, then you may as well get something for that anyway, right? Because we're just paying anyway.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep on paying until we're bent over so far that we just snap. And then that'll be the end of that. Save water.
Less.
Save green.
We live in an area where there's lots of water. But in places like Arizona, you went and visited your mom when she lived out there.
Yes,
right? Yes. And if you go to a public washroom out there, I know in the ladies' washroom, there's like a pile of toilet paper to the right of the toilet.
In every ladies' washroom, there's a pile of toilet paper next to the toilet and probably a big pile of it inside the toilet as well because they use way too much toilet paper.
Women in general.
Yeah.
This is your rant against women.
Don't
using
they?
I agree 100%.
It's like open up a roll, wipe with it, and toss it in the toilet. And don't flush, by the way. Let it plug up when he comes in.
We went to a cottage there this week and stayed there a couple days, and they gave us 3 rolls of toilet paper.
Hmm.
It was all gone the first day. 4 yeah. people. I used it once.
You have to take your own and hide it. So that works.
That's
I could make
idea.
A single square last for months.
Months?
Especially if it's 2-ply. You're looking at 6 months right there. Yeah. You just tear a little piece off like you put on your face when you cut yourself shaving.
Yes.
Same thing.
And that's what you wipe your butt with.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just use a lot of soap for washing your hands after, I hope.
Yeah, moving right along. Well, actually, what that was, take shorter showers, reduce use of water, install low-flow shower head, you know, those kinds of things. Make sure you have a faucet aerator.
Yeah. We just got new faucets.
Did you?
You can tell they use less water.
So what is the facet of the faucet?
The facet of the faucet.
Less gas, more money.
Less gas, more money.
Walk or bike to work.
Oh, you're going to
save gas.
Okay.
And moving on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Save some money by using less gas and also make a much better place for us all to reside in.
Exactly. I didn't mention the whole thing about the toilet paper on the side of the.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We kind of. Go back to the.
That's because in places like Arizona, you go to a public washroom. If it's, what is it? What do they say? If it's clear, leave it here. If it's brown, flush her down.
Right.
So if you pee, you don't flush the toilet, and you wipe, and you don't put the toilet paper in the toilet paper. You put the toilet paper in a pile next to you.
Why?
So you have this dried up urine toilet paper sitting there for the course of the day. I hope it doesn't sit there that anymore.
I'd hate to be the one that's got to gather all that up.
You don't hate. You want to be that guy.
Well, I do, but I'm not going to say that on the air.
And there's no air. You're just going down the tubes.
There's no air here.
Going down the tubes, otherwise known as the interwebs. The air. I love that. Here we are in the air.
Let's see. Skip the bottled water.
Let's.
Use a water filter to purify tap water instead of buying bottled water. Not only is bottled water expensive, but it generates large amounts of container waste.
I'll say. And that's made from petroleum products, which don't break down very well in the ground after they're done. But they do recycle very nicely. If you do use bottled water, make sure you throw it in a recycle bin. That's my...
Some people think, I don't throw out all my water bottles. I reuse them. Right. And that's not good either. You're not supposed to reuse those bottles.
Not too often, and don't throw them in the freezer. Mm-hmm. If you keep them all at the same temperature, that stuff doesn't break down too badly. Except that really, there seems like there's some that are so thin, they're like squeeze bottles.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it seems like there's just a film holding the water.
Starting to make those
water
out of toilet paper. That's why they have it saved at the side of the...
old Arizona toilet paper.
It's the old Arizona toilet paper company at the corner of. Yeah. Think before you buy. Go online to find new or gently used secondhand products.
Great idea.
Buy something used and it's recycled that way. And then, you know, there's not two of them or three of them or four or five of them being thrown out maybe or whatever.
Exactly.
Borrow instead of buying.
I do that all the time.
And
I need a new car. I just borrow one.
Just borrow a car. Whatever you need, you can borrow it.
By the way, can I borrow your Les Paul?
No.
Dang.
I'll let you look at it for a nominal fee.
Yeah, Les Pauls should stick around for a long time. Like they should, they don't waste away or whatever. You know?
No. What is that up there? That's not a spider, is it?
It may be a spider.
Buy smart. So buy in bulk, purchasing food from bulk bins, bulk stores and that type of thing can save money, save on packaging, save on whatever you'd save on. Wear clothes that don't need to be dry cleaned. You know, buy things like that so that there isn't waste in the end.
What's the deal with dry cleaning? There's something bad about it, is there?
Aside from dry cleanings, I'm not really sure, except that when you bring things to be dry cleaned, I know they always come back in plastic thing with another hanger. And
oh, right.
I'm not sure why it would be. And saves money and cuts down on toxic chemical use. Okay, so that's chemical use for dry cleaning. Is that what it is?
There's some chemical.
I wonder how good that is to have all your clothes dry clean and always wear freshly dry cleaned clothes then all the time. How does that work? Because I'm always chewing on my sleeve.
Chewing on your sleeve.
On my buttons. Yeah. So
that's because you wear your feelings on your sleeve and you're trying to chew them.
My feelings on my sleeve, my heart on my sleeve, everything's on my sleeve. Everything.
Even some cake from last night.
Even cake. Keep electronics out of the trash. Cell phones, computers, and other electronics, keep them as long as possible or donate some to be responsibly recycled.
Yes.
I guess, you know, there's a lot of crap in those things.
There's tons of crap in them. So usually your municipality will have a place set aside. If you drive your stuff to the dump, you can put it in the electronic bin. Or another easier, more convenient way is to go to some place like gazelle.com and they'll buy that stuff from you.
Yeah.
And if it has no value, they'll still take it away from you. They'll send you a container and you just ship it back to them. No cost to you.
Not to be confused with Tony Little's Easy Gazelle Glider. You know that guy, the ponytail?
No.
The muscle guy that got hit by a car and he's got a ponytail and he does that Easy Gazelle Glider and your feet go like this on it?
I know
it's an infomercial thing?
Yeah, I know what that thing is, but I didn't know the guy's name.
Little. Yeah.
Tony Little.
And here's another one for you. You're going to like this one. Make your own cleaning supplies.
Sure. I've heard of this before.
The big secret, you can make very effective non-toxic cleaning products whenever you need them. All you need are a few simple ingredients like baking soda, vinegar, lemon, and soap. And making your own cleaning products saves money, saves time, and packaging, not to mention your indoor air quality by not using chemicals.
The last thing mentioned was soap.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You made me think that you're giving me all the ingredients to make soap. Or some cleaning ingredient, like you're saying, instead of buying cleaning stuff, buy this stuff, and the last thing you said was soap.
Well, I suppose it depends on what it is. Yeah, natural soap, and you probably, for scent and things. I mean, if you get natural soap, it's not going to have anything in it, any chemicals. It's not going to have any scent either, but it's going to be a cleaning product.
Okay.
And then, you know, you put a little lemon in there, and it smells nice, and, you know, that kind of thing or whatever. Or maybe some Nag Champa. Scrape some off on your soap, and there you got a beautiful smelling soap to wash yourself with and smell like Nag Champa.
I don't want to smell like Nag Champa.
And here's a bonus item for you all.
Ding, 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 ding.
Stay informed about going green. Sign up for a weekly newsletter on your favorite Going Green website so that you can learn more about living green.
And that website is...
Not just any website.
Oh.
Just go to any website. That's just a bonus tip.
What about
go
the Jabbercast?
Sign up somewhere to learn something
about living green.
What about the Jabbercast?
That's a website. Can they learn anything about going green on the Jabbercast?
Well, yeah. They have now.
Okay.
And speaking of the Jabbercast,
website?
Let's see. I'll tell you a few things. Let's see. We have a couple things to do yet here on the show. We got the Jabber quote coming up. But next week on the show, sports show.
Yes.
That's always a big hit.
Out of the park!
For... let's see. Sports show. Why do we love sports? Do we love sports? We know most guys do, but how many women are as fanatical as men? And we'll have some extensive statistics all laid out for you on that
nice.
Show. I don't think so. Which sports are the most popular? Maybe all of them are popular. Why do some guys like think one sport is like the cool man sport and another sport is, you know, I'm not saying like volleyball or something, but another big sport that's they think is yeah.
That's the, you know, the guy
hockey
thing.
And football or
sure.
Baseball and football.
Right.
It's like
Max and PCs, you know. PCs think they're the shiznits.
Yeah, don't get me started on that. And another one I've been on lately is the iPhone and the BlackBerry.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Why would anybody buy a BlackBerry? Do you have an answer for me?
Cheap.
Yeah?
That's all I can
do. You can get an iPhone now for $29.
And Fido, yeah.
But how cheap is a BlackBerry?
You can get them for free if you get the right plan.
Oh, that's what people are doing. Who wants to look at a little baby screen like this?
Baby screen.
It's a little baby screen. Do they watch movies on those?
Oh, yeah.
How do you even convert the movie? What format does it take?
WMB for BlackBerry.
WMB. That doesn't make any sense.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. None of it makes any sense.
You have a phone that's only so big, but half of it is a keyboard.
Yes. It's a nice keyboard,
that
though.
That doesn't go away. That's just useless. Who wants a keyboard there all the time?
I think...
Perhaps you don't even need a keyboard for. You got keyboards sitting there.
Right,
What's
I know.
What's the point of that?
They're changing, supposedly. I think they're in the same situation.
They're going to come up with something that looks like an iPhone.
Well, everybody
is. What they'll do.
Of course.
Yeah. What does that tell you right there? Why would somebody buy a BlackBerry? Some guy at the gym is trying to talk Reno into buying a BlackBerry, and he just got a BlackBerry.
Oh, the guy did, yeah.
Yeah, Reno's going to get an iPhone, but he's like, why do people tell me that I should get a BlackBerry? And I'm like, I don't know why, because they don't know any better.
No, they don't.
I said, you want to look at stuff on a screen this big?
Yeah, it don't make any sense.
That's just crazy. Anyway, that's...
A rant. That's the big JD rant.
You know what that is, really? That's pretty much that's like Tech Talk right there.
That was Tech Talk? Okay.
Is it?
Well, we're past the hour mark.
Okay. I was going to mention something else, and it's the iRig by IK Multimedia, which is pretty cool.
If you're a musician.
If you're a musician. And if you're not, it's still cool. Except you probably will never use it.
Right.
But... it's pretty neat, and
how green is it?
Let's see. How or why would that be green? You don't have an amplifier. You don't have all the parts that were made. You know, all that kind of stuff. It's you use your iPhone or iPad as an amplifier, and you buy the little iRig thing, and you just plug everything into that. I don't know. It's pretty cool. iRig from IK Multimedia. It's an amp. Simulated amplifier, like plug-in type thing for iPhone and iPad.
But no official Marshall sound.
No official Marshall sound. They got cool sounds, and they have Marshall sounds. And
they're not the real thing.
But it's not an officially licensed Marshall product, but neither is the officially licensed Fender amp inside there. You know what I mean? But they have an officially licensed Fender plug-in.
Right.
IK Multimedia. When they have the Marshall one, then, you know... That'll be the end of everything right there.
Jabber, 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 jabber. quote.
This week's Jabber quote brought to us by
Stephen Larry. For your wind turbine needs, go see Stephen Larry, corner Wabash and Strabane, and they'll set you up with a portable wind turbine you can put up in your backyard and create all the electricity you need for your home.
And there's an app that goes with that.
Well,
you can remotely control your turbine.
Well, you gotta.
Yeah, of course. That goes without saying, honestly.
There's an app for everything.
Yep.
No, not on BlackBerry, though.
Not on BlackBerry. There's a BlackBerry app for iPhone.
Hey.
Oh, one thing this guy was telling Reno is that's so great about it is they have the RBC or whatever they call it, and you can talk to other BlackBerry people for free.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, great. That's wonderful. Name me one person you're going to be able to talk to. That guy?
Please talk to me. Please get a BlackBerry so again. I can talk to
anyway,
somebody.
Do you know who Alan Edison is? Alan M. Edison?
That's Tom's brother, isn't
that's
it?
Right. I don't know who he is, but he's the wonderful guy behind this quote, which is, modern technology owes ecology an apology.
Wow.
An apology. An apology. Well, modern technology owes ecology an apology.
Yes, they do. Or it does, I should say.
So let's tear that apart. Modern technology, what's that? What is that? What
does iPhones, that BlackBerries.
There you go. Oh, it's ecology. What's ecology?
Ecology is the...
Our planet and our system and our...
Yeah, it's all the stuff that makes... It's like an ecosystem that we live on here on Earth.
And something I don't know anything about, an apology. What is that? What is an apology?
I never apologized. You say, I'm sorry.
What if that got picked up? We owe ecology an apology for all this garbage we've...
Modern technology owes it.
Modern technology does, right.
Right. So if you live on a commune somewhere and you're not using anything electrical or you're growing all your own stuff, you don't owe ecology an apology.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we do.
We don't live on a commune. Do you want to?
Huh?
Do you want to?
Oh, you're asking?
Grow all our stuff organically?
I would.
You would do that?
Yeah.
You'd be in
one of those naked places? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, the naked part. I don't know. Do you want to be outside planting and stuff?
If I'm naked.
If you're maybe. Naked.
I'm talking about one of those, what do you call those places there where you go and everybody's naked?
A nudist colony?
Yeah, one of those. That's just what I think of when I think of a commune type place or something like that where everybody's like, if it's all just Freedom Hill.
Freedom Hill.
So anyway, yeah, there you have this week's show, and we also want to make mention that the Jabbercast is on Stitcher.
Now you can hear the Jabbercast on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and free, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com.
So anyway, don't forget to...
I love Stitcher, by the way.
Stitcher's
that's an
cool,
ad I love having on the show.
I don't get to use Stitcher as much as I would like to, but I do love Stitcher. It's very cool.
Yeah, they
make that for the BlackBerry, don't they?
They do.
Yeah. BlackBerry.
Android.
I just
make it for Android.
Yeah, and the Palm. Does that even exist anymore? Is it still a company?
HP bought them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. HP. Awesome.
HP is going to be using the WebOS. That's why they bought Palm for the operating system.
Anyway, you can visit us on the web, at thejabbercast.com. You can email us at hearmail at thejabbercast.com. Search Big JD at the iTunes store. Check out the new Rod Pod video podcast. You can go to BorderCityRadioPodcast.com. KingFridayRocks.com. And WickedAngel.ca.
You wanted to save some for the show as far as Wicked Angel goes.
Wicked Angel?
The drummer thing you said you wanted to mention.
Did I? Yeah. Wicked Angel will have a new CD coming out in the near future at some point, and we'll have another brand new song on it. And I'm thinking about having our original drummer, who I never recorded with, play drums on that song. That's what I'm thinking, because he's back in town again. I think he's going to be sticking around for a little while. He was gone, he came for a visit, went to Toronto, and he's back right now. So I don't know what the deal is, and I haven't talked to him yet since he's been back. Anyway, you can check out all that fun
on the interweb.
On the interweb, yeah. And we'll see you next week for the sports show.
Thanks for listening.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.